referencing number 51 in our hymn books, 51. Again. Holy, 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 the darkness hide thee, though the eye of sinful man thy glory may not see. Only thou art holy.
Wonderful Lord, then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art. My soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art. God, his Son, not sparing, sent him to die. I scarce can take it in that on the cross, my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul.
Hallelujah. Wonderful Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Let's see, let's go back to three flats. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord. Sing that again, okay? Sounds good. Thank you. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is. your name. Praise you, Lord. We thank you with all our hearts. We bless you, Lord, this morning. We praise you. Honor and glorify your holy name today. Thank you and praise you for all that you are, for all that you mean to us, for all that you have done for us, Lord. We bless your holy name. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we cannot count your blessings, but we bless your holy name. Thank you. Thank you for who you are, Lord. Thank you for what you mean to us. Thank you for what you've done for us, O Lord. We praise your holy name. Praise your name. Praise your holy name. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, glory. Let's take our hymn books and open to 35. Praise Him, praise Him, Jesus, our blessed Redeemer. If you'd like to remain standing, that's fine. If you want to be seated, that's okay too. Feel free.
Redeemer, for our sins He suffered and bled and died. He, our rock, our hope of eternal salvation. Hail Him, hail Him, Jesus the crucified. Sound His praises, Jesus who bore our sorrows. Love unbounded, wonderful, deep and strong. Praise Him, tell of His excellent greatness. Praise Him, ever in joyful song. Praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. Heavenly portals, loud with hosannas ring. Jesus, Savior, reigneth forever and ever. Crown Him, prophet and priest and king. Christ is coming over the world victorious. Power and glory unto the Lord belong. Praise Him, tell of His excellent greatness. Praise Him, ever in joyful song. Praise Him, tell of His excellent greatness. Praise Him, ever in joyful song.
Amen. Let us be seated. In one of the Psalms, actually it's the last Psalm, it says, praise the Lord, praise Him according to His excellent greatness. You think of that line, praise Him according to His excellent greatness, you say, how could I ever? How could I ever? If that's the measure, Jesus comes and inspires us. He shows us how much we are loved, and we love him in return, and we praise his holy name. We have so much to rejoice in, so much to be thankful for, so many things God puts into our lives to give us joy, to show us that he cares for us. And he gives us richly, we read, all things to enjoy. I think it's pleasing to him when he sees that we are happy in him and that we rejoice in his goodness. And I know that trials come our way, but we want to give thanks and rejoice and look to him, see the Lord. I have a good memory with this song. Somehow I got word when my daughter was real small. Somehow it came across to me that she liked this song, or liked this song, 35. I don't know if she still does. And so when I got the chance, as I was leading meeting on Sunday morning, when I thought, you know, I didn't do it every single week, obviously, but every once in a while, I had a special kind of private joy in calling out number 35 or this particular song, because I thought it would please her. And did you know that, or am I telling you that for the first time? Okay. So many precious memories. Of course, Sarah's just as cute as she ever was. And now she's an accomplished woman, and I'm very proud of her. And I still want to please her. Yesterday, wasn't that a great day yesterday in the Lord's presence, worshiping him, rejoicing in him? And I heard that the hike was so nice, that it went well. I hope everybody who went along felt the same way. I didn't even go, but the people that went, I was informed that the hike was, and I heard that Jeff, you had a little accident along the hike where a log broke and you went into the stream, and you had your Sunday swim with a clear conscience. Okay. So that's nice too. I was happy when I heard that. How wet did you really get? Oh, not really. Oh, no. Should have picked a little deeper spot. Anyway, one of our camp themes is, worship the Lord and the beauty of holiness. And we chose that as the verse for this summer for the staff. And then we read the other morning Psalm 95, and that was our memory passage for this summer. I don't know, not too many people came to me to recite it, but maybe you recited it to your department head. If you did recite that, please tell me. I'd like to get you something down at the boathouse, okay? Now, I might ask you to prove it, all right? So we'll okay. Let's sing also that song. It's number one in our camp songbooks. It must have that place of prominence for a reason. We've been singing it all through the years. Number one in the camp songbook. And while you find it, I'd just like to read you the first reading in our devotional book, which is really great. It comes from the Treasury of David, Charles Spurgeon's pen. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness, fear before him all the earth. Psalm 96:9. This is the only beauty which he cares for in our public services, and it is one for which no other can compensate. Beauty of architecture and apparel he does not regard. Moral and spiritual beauty is that in which his soul delighteth. Worship must not be rendered to God in a slovenly, sinful, superficial manner. We must be reverent, sincere, earnest, and pure in heart, both in our prayers and praises. Purity is the white linen of the Lord's choristers. Righteousness is the comely garment of his priests. Holiness is the royal apparel of his servitors. Number one in the camp songbook. Hallelujah. Woke this morning with this scripture passage. We read it yesterday, and I guess that's why it was there somewhere, about Jesus, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. Praise the Lord. And we sang, we praise him, for he loved us and brought a great salvation.